apologize that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm also in the middle of enjoying a smoothie made with an avocado. It is absolutely delightful. I'd love to be able to share it with you. I do tell people that I make the world's finest smoothie, simply because it's kind of hard to argue with, because since I use raw milk, it's kind of hard to share it. But it's delicious. And I usually use bananas, but every once in a while I use avocado. The avocado I had today is just, it's good. It would really, really, really be nice to share it with my wife. You might be aware that I did a video. This was intended as a birthday gift to you. Because, you know, obviously cards are pointless. Everything else is pointless. Even in a sense, this message is pointless. But it's there. I did it. I shared it only with, obviously, family. A couple of people I know. I was surprised. And, of course, since I put it on BitChute and YouTube and Brighteon, I was surprised the number of views. I mean, in 24 hours, over 24, and that was kind of like, wow, just surprised me. How many were family? I would say probably pretty close to zero, but others have seen it. And I'm encouraged by that. And I meant it. I have become the ability. I'm engaging with people in some in-depth conversations. A lot of people will shut me down because the scripture scares them. It's better to call somebody a name than actually contend with the scripture. But not all. I have a delightful relationship with a gentleman in England who is a Seventh-day Adventist. So we don't agree on everything, but we have a delightful dialogue and mutually encouraging. He's done some videos. Some of them are a little strange, and I share my videos with him, and it's been good. I am in dialogue with a Mormon who has not run. Which is encouraging. And I also have been, I think he basically ran away now. Not completely, but with someone who may indeed be a homosexual atheist. But not sure. But you see, engaging is wonderful. And then to be able to proclaim from Scripture the definition of marriage, as the Lord defines. And I have taken on serious challenges on this. The Lord defines marriage. It begins with sex and ends with death. Every time someone brings up a verse, it's become simple now to show that marriage begins with sex and ends with death. There is no institution, no creed, no ceremony, no proclamation. It's not there. You know, and I point out, there's also no concept of premarital sex or a child out of wedlock. It doesn't exist because marriage begins with sex and ends with death. The scripture is marvelous. And the consistency is phenomenal. And I'm delighted to share that with others. I would enjoy sharing it with my own family, especially my wife, because I'm really in love with you, Dorothy Jane. Dorothy Jane Kozlowski. Wow. I like that idea. I love you, Dorothy Jane.